This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The top-ranked show in the city.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the plays. This is The Drive. If you missed it now, and you're coming in and expecting to get your best bets, you got one that you can go after. There is one bet with the Blue Jays and the Yankees, and to be honest with you, Tyler is rolling right now, folks. Yeah, the
5 o'clock fire is hot.
How many innings? They played two innings or two or three innings, and the Cubs, you already didn't hit.
First inning of the Cubs-Brewers game, we have hit two of our five best bets, people.
Yeah,
let's go!
I was about to say, you've had a run there already.
Did you get my bets in? I was gonna piggyback them on.
I would have, bro.
No, I thought you came in there in a break, and I thought you put them in for me.
I must not have been paying attention, man. Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
I tell you what, man, taking money out of my pocket.
I'm certain.
Just those two. Just the two that have already hit. I know I bet on those two.
I bet on, I did too. I bet on.
He said, "And honestly, I did too."
In all honesty, I did. I bet on.
Is that my boy Ron?
Bad boys. Oh, I sure
great.
Did.
That is great.
But no, man. You're a little late. Yeah, get that Blue Jays Yankees plus one, and you get the Dodgers Phillies. They play a little bit later, plus 1.5. So there are two bets that you can still have time to place if you're rolling with our guy Tyler Milner on T Mill's Best Bets. All right, Clint, let's start here. 5 o'clock fire. Congratulations, Houston Texans quarterback for the third time in his career has been named C.J. Stroud the AFC Offensive Player of the Week with his performance against the Ravens. 23 of 27 puts him just a shade over 85% completion percentage. 244 passing yards. He had 30 rushing yards as well. 4 touchdowns, passer rating of 143.9, Clint. This is one of the best games he's played all year. And even though the opponent stunk, the Ravens stink so bad, this is the second straight week that the quarterback the Ravens has played has become the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But I do think him getting some confidence, as we heard from Cecil Shorts earlier, him being able to see the offense be able to work, as you said, man, they couldn't get nothing done during training camp with the way that Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter were dominating. He's got to see the best that the offense could run the last five quarters, and I do think this will and the competition they played, even though they're rough, I think the confidence he got out of the last 2 weeks will be huge for him.
Look, I think the Baltimore Ravens game was a valuable experience for everybody. Nick Cayley, C.J. Stroud, everybody all the way down. The experience, the reps, they were all extremely valuable and much needed. But when it comes down to this AFC Offensive Player of the Week, I mean, it's much deserved. I'll take my Texans hat off. and just put my quarterback hat on. When you go out and you complete 85% of your passes and you throw four touchdowns, it's going to be hard for anybody in the NFL to even compete with that level of a performance. I mean, that combination is wild. And so, look, he deserves to be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. The opponent is you're going to play trash opponents throughout a 17-game yeah. season. What do you do against those opponents? Do you get better? Do you put your foot on their throat like you're supposed to? His team, C.J. Stroud's squad, the offensive unit, did just that. And he performed, flawlessly. And so, well done, much deserved AFC Offensive Player of the Week, CJ Stroud. What is it? Would you say it was his third time?
Third time. And we talked about it, Clint. I think clearly he, and I'm glad you brought in Nick Caley as well, but they've clearly found something in the last two games. Right? And yes, a lot of their points, they got 20 in that fourth quarter. But as we've talked about on this show the last 2 weeks, there was more than that. Like there was improved play even in the three quarters right. where they only scored 6 points against the Titans. There were some misses there where it could have been yep. more. But clearly we're seeing a level of confidence jump up with these guys that I think will potentially see a different CJ Stroud than we've seen the first three games. He was skittish, he didn't seem like he really believed in throws. And I do think even though a poor opponent, that can help him against Seattle these last 2 weeks, the level of confidence against the Jags, against the Niners, against the Broncos, those games coming up.
Yeah, look, there is no doubt about it. C.J. Stroud is in a much better place right now than he was 2 weeks ago. There's a much better place right now than when he walked past me at training camp, and I could tell there's something not right with C.J. Stroud. It was a rough, I would call it probably 2 months. Training camp in the first 3 weeks of the season, it was rough, and C.J. was frustrated. C.J. wears it on his face. C.J.'s not one of these quarterbacks that's experienced with pelts on the wall that is just even keel and the R-E-L-A-X, relax everybody. He's not that guy. He wears it on his face, as well he should be. He's the second offensive coordinator, a retooled offensive line, the targets, the wide receivers that have come and gone. It's been a bit of a circus, and so rightfully so. CJ has struggled to find that level of consistency that you hope to after that great first year, and so there's no doubt about it though, Ron. Those two games that CJ Stroud just played were as important and as needed as any two games I've ever seen a quarterback have. He needed that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a little bit of development from a story yesterday. We saw that the Browns traded who was their starting quarterback to start the season, Joe Flacco. And by the way, on that, it's been reported already. Zach Taylor's come to the media today. It's Wednesday. He just got there. The trade happened yesterday. They're starting him against the Packers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Joe Flacco is starting against the Packers already. So that part, that decision has been made. As he'll be with the team for about 4 or 5 days before he makes his first start in an important game for them. But from the Browns' perspective, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, said he would let the week play out before he decides who quarterback two is. A lot of people had just assumed that Shedeur Sanders will move up. Bailey Zappe is also on the practice squad. According to reports, Cleveland traded Flacco and a 2026 sixth-round pick to Cincinnati on Tuesday in exchange for a 2026 fifth-round pick, leaving Sanders and fellow rookie Dylan Gabriel as the only quarterbacks on the active roster. However, Stefanski said he would let the week play out and make a decision later when he was asked about quarterback two role.
It's interesting. I understand where you may want to have the more experienced guy as your backup versus another rookie that hasn't played much. Bailey Zappe has played more football than these two guys combined at the pro level, so I do understand that. But the whole need to announce it and or not announce it, not just say, yeah, we're going to go with Bailey Zappe, the veteran, more of a veteran, because of the experience, let's move on from it. Leaving it out there seems like this is going to just turn into another Shedeur Sanders you know, attention. Not him, but just another Shedeur Sanders attention that he doesn't need type of deal. People are going to run with it. But Joe Flacco starting for Cincinnati doesn't surprise me one bit. It's why you make a move for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not a guy you bring in and go, hey, we're going to let you sit for 2 weeks and learn the offense. I mean, there's got to be some level of crossover on the offense. He probably already knows most of it. I think the bigger question with Cincinnati is, I just looked up and somebody was videoing him either coming to practice or from practice. It looked like to practice. And they have to cross traffic on a road to get to practice.
You know, Mike Brown, man, he ain't going to pave the way now.
I mean, don't you think that's be
like
kind of
a golf cart, huh?
What would you do if you was just rolling? Well, they had a cop out there that was stopping it, and he was walking with a coach. I mean, just casually walking in a crosswalk. I mean, it just seems like, wouldn't that be something if you could head up Kirby right here and at the right time, you may ease up and CJ's traffic maybe stops so CJ Stroud can walk across right in front of you? That's the damnedest thing to me. NFL franchise worth billions of dollars and your ass got to walk across the street to practice. I mean, I guess there ain't nothing wrong with it, but it seems like we'd throw a little bridge across that thing or something.
Something that you don't have to stop traffic every day. I bet there's people there that run into that every day. Probably hate the
middle infrastructure.
I mean, in today's world, I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but in today's world, hell.
Just a little civil engineering. That's all we're asking for, man.
Yeah, man. Keep me out the streets, man. I didn't need no help back in the day.
Let me tell you what, Clint. If Dillon Gabriel has to come out of the game and Bailey Zappe gets in that game before Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Woo. I mean that. Kevin, because Bailey Zappe been over there on that practice squad all year. If Dillon Gabriel has to come out of that game and they run Bailey Zappe in there. Hey, my man last week named Joe Flacco the backup quick. This week, hey, man, I ain't got it. You see what they asked Deion about it?
What'd he say?
He said, man, I don't give two licks about what's going on in Cincinnati. He said, I love Shedeur. He said, but
in
I'm
Cleveland,
coaching.
You mean?
He's, in Cleveland, I mean. He said, but I'm coaching my own. I got my own team to worry about here, the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't care about anything that they're doing over there except for, I believe he said the mess.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
I don't care about the mess they got going on over there. I love Shedeur, but I'm dealing with my own thing.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, my second favorite civil engineer.
I know he's dealing with some health concerns. He'll find his way to that damn Cleveland. He'll find his way to Cleveland if Dillon Gabriel comes out of that game and Bailey Zappe, who's been been on the practice squad, gets in that bad boy before he does.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, 5 o'clock fire. The baseball playoffs are rolling, and you know, let's start with today's action. I know Tyler is he's saying he's boycotting. I know he's saying he's boycotting these baseball games. I believe Tyler's been watching these games. I don't think that is
honest to God watched for the very first time last night the end of that Yankees game.
You just have too much money on the table. I just believe to just be not taking a peek. I really don't. Already here we've had a chance for several teams to move on to the championship series. And the first chance was the Seattle Mariners, and they led 3-0 in this game, and they were rolling in the fifth, and then the Tigers just went off, and they scored 9 runs to close out that game. So we have a game 5 going back to Seattle later on this week. And then the Cubs, they are looking to stay alive as they are playing the Brewers. They are down 2-0 in this series. They lead 4-1. If you're wondering, I just watched Kyle Tucker ground out to second base. So that is the latest there.
How's the shin look?
It looks good, man. Looks good and strong. It really does, and happy for him. Phillies and Dodgers get going later on. But the Yankees, they look like they were good and dead. Tyler was probably feeling good. It was 6-1 in this game. And then Aaron Judge, who has been fairly criticized greatly about his struggles in the postseason, that was not for this postseason run, and particularly last night. They got the game to 6-3, and he hit a towering home run off the foul pole, or as someone yelled, fair pole, last night to tie the game. And then Jazz Chisholm came; they were able to take the lead with a solo blast they ended up winning 9-6. Here was the final call. The final call from last night that I'm sure gave Tyler some real anger and headed towards the whiskey.
Diving stop by Caballero. Game four tomorrow night. The Yankees have life.
They have life. You're going to hate watch this thing tonight?
Oh, they're going home today, so I'm going to watch it.
You're
going
to hate watch this thing tonight?
Yeah, and I got money, but I'm going to watch it just to watch them cry, watch them celebrate and go hard last night and hip, hip, hooray for nothing.
They got that guy pitching tonight that you got to really take your time with his name.
Kikuchi?
No. It's what is
that? That one for some reason comes out smooth, Tyler.
I don't even want to say it. I got to really look at it because you can S bomb that kid's name real, real easy. The Schlitzler.
Oh yeah, Cam Schlitzler.
Schlitzler.
Can't help but spit when you say it.
Schlitzler.
Nope. Got to dump again.
Schlitzler. Schlitzler.
Schlit.
I'm working this dump button right now. It's too close.
I think that counts.
We're talking about young Cam, not a pooper.
No, I didn't. It's.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, old Cam Schlitzler. Yeah, that one you got.
You ain't the one to lose your job.
I think he's all right, man. It's a name, man.
It's a name. Can't help his name.
Hope I'm here for Thirsty Thursday tomorrow.
Can't help that young man's name. It's Schlitzler.
That dang dump button just been blinking for 10 minutes.
I never hit it that many times in a row.
I know we talk about this, and it, every company tries to find their own. And this only happens to me with Ernie, Kenny, Charles, and Shaq. I mean, I found myself a cool 45 minutes on the post-game show with them idiots last night. I don't know what David Ortiz is going to say or do. And I look over and I'm looking at Derek the entire time, just thinking, God, like he's annoyed and embarrassed for Dave. And then there's A-Rod, just being A-Rod. Them three cats, they have me reeled in. They have me dying over there, man. They are some food. Them boys said it's about as free as me, baby. And I don't know what Ortiz is. What he's talking about half the time, but them jokers are entertaining as hell. It is just so funny to watch just non-genuine A-Rod just sit up there and try to really run kidding. With those two. He is hilarious. Yeah. So here we go. Yankees try to hang in there. Try to hang in there. I enjoyed to see Aaron Judge. I know you hate this. I love the greatness. I enjoyed to see him have a moment and come through. In the clutch.
Finally. I will love it tonight. Because like 17. I said, it'll be a big letdown. It'll be that emotional high going to a very, very emotional low. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
Turds.
If you missed it, Nick Caserio, he spoke to our guys, jumped on with Payne and Pendergast, and talked about one of his leaders in the growth. Titus Howard, man, he has been, I think, more than I thought he would be. And I think many others as well. You hear what Nick had to say. We'll talk about
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
But him coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow. It is a Thirsty Thursday, and we will be live. Live Buffalo Wild Wings, Ritchie Road, 15800. That is the address, 15800. North Freeway in Houston. That is the address of the Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday. That is where we will be tomorrow. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings. There will be prizes for you to have the opportunity to win. There will be great food for you to partake in, great drinks for you to partake in, and just good fun as we like to get together and have a good time and fellowship together. You can hang out with us for a little bit. We'll be there from 2 to 6. Come hang out with us on a little Thirsty Thursday ahead of a big NFC East battle between the Eagles and the Giants. That is tomorrow. All right, another thing that I would urge you to go check out, Payne and Pendergast this morning. They were on, and they were joined by the general manager, Nick Caserio. He was on with them in the 7 o'clock hour, 7:30 to be exact. Go ahead and check that entire interview. But one thing that he did speak about, and that was Titus Howard. Titus Howard, who is, I believe, been their best offensive lineman. I know Ed is having some really good numbers, but Titus Howard, to me, has been clearly their best offensive lineman. Here is the opinion of what he has done by the general manager, Nick Caserio.
Titus has worked really hard. He's got a good attitude. He's played a lot of football. We've asked him to do a number of things, you know, through the years, fairly or unfairly, but he's handled everything very professionally, and he's done whatever the team has asked him to do. So, and nothing but respect and appreciation for that type of mindset and attitude. Relative to leadership and his presence in the room, he's probably got as much experience playing as anybody in that room. Probably him and Lakin have the most experience playing football. So, you know, I mean, Titus has got a good playing style. He's physical. He's improved. He works hard at it, and he's played good football. So anytime that you can put good football on tape, that really speaks more than anything else. But Titus has done a really good job for us. Even going back to week one, we decided, okay, the best thing for us that week is to bump him inside because Ed wasn't available. And then we ended up playing, you know, Cam at left tackle and putting Ursary over there at right tackle, and really didn't blink an eye. So was it the best thing for him? You know, maybe not. But in the end, like, that was the right thing, you know, for us, because we felt that that was our best opportunity to potentially win. So Titus has done a really good job. He's played good football, and I think if he can continue to play, you know, at this level, it's going to help not only him but the team's performance overall as well.
I love it. Nick just refers to him as Ed as well. He's a one name person. He's just Ed, Big Ed, oh Ed. It's hard for me to go Ed Ingram all the way. It's just Big Ed. Has Titus Howard exceeded your expectations? Has he been better than you expected him to be in all fronts with his role?
No. No, not at all. I've always been higher on Titus Howard than expected. I'll be honest. I expect him to, assuming he can stay healthy and assuming they play him at right tackle, I expect Titus Howard to play a high-level right tackle. I expect Titus Howard, I don't know if it's fair to expect a Pro Bowl, but I expect him to be into consideration if he can stay healthy at that right tackle position. So, I don't. I think this is a monster year for him. This is a contract year for him. His three-year, $56 million extension that he signed in 2023 before the season started is up this year. And staying healthy, playing tackle are two big, you know, big, I think, pieces of the puzzle, if you will. And he's doing those things right now the best that he can. I also think, Ron, this is a year with this offensive line in particular where the Texans can afford to pay a veteran somewhere along the way, a big money veteran along the way. And if Titus Howard can take over the offensive line room, this is where I may not have given Titus Howard the credit that maybe I should have. Maybe I was wrong. But if Titus Howard can take over this offensive line room and become the tip of the spear, the guy that kind of molds this group into what Nick Caserio just said, a more physical group, a more cerebral group, a tighter group with better chemistry, they go about their business a little different way. If Titus can become the tip of that spear, then I think the value of re-signing Titus Howard goes through the roof as well. So, right now, I think there's an opportunity in that room, and it sounds like Titus Howard, both on the field and off the field, is taking advantage of the opportunity in a big way.
Yeah, he's exceeded mine. He's played better, especially with all the movement that he's had to make. Right, he came in thinking, all right, I'm gonna be the right. He came in thinking I'm gonna be the right guard. Then it moved to, no, man, you're gonna be the right tackle. And then right before the first game of the season started, nah, baby, you're going to slide right back in there and play that right guard. Now we're going to bring you back out and play right tackle.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yeah, just back and forth. And I think he's played to a Pro Bowl level. I don't know if I had that expectation. I hoped he'd be above average, but I think he's played thus far to a Pro Bowl level. Now, I would hold short to what CJ said, that he said an all-pro level after the game on Sunday. I don't know that I would get with that, but now listen, he's been 33rd. PFF ranks him 33rd out of 71 tackles. I think he feels like he's been better than that, especially with everything around him that and some of the movement there. And then to the point you made, I definitely didn't think like he would just take the mantle and lead this offensive line in that space. Like he's one of the – hell, he should be one of the captains. It feels like he's taken that part of his game up to a whole nother level. And the getting paid thing, Titus Howard is getting paid. He's gonna get a third contract. And I know for some that might hit you wrong. I think the Texans may be out of the business of, hey, we got above average offensive linemen and we're going to take a chance on moving on from those guys that have the attitude we want, that have shown we're going to move from those guys to try to start over. No, I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I think we'll see what happens with Blake Fisher and what happens there, but I don't think this is going to be a situation, Clint, where Titus Howard moves on and Blake Fisher starts. And their plan is, all right, we're ready to move on from Titus Howard and put Blake Fisher there. No, I think Titus Howard is most definitely getting paid and going to be here for another several years and get his third contract with the Texans.
Yeah, look, I think it'd be awfully difficult to move on from Titus Howard. Now, assuming that this offensive line doesn't just implode, right? I mean, I think, and assuming it doesn't implode at the right tackle position, I think it's
fair. Yeah, if it continues this way.
You've got a lot of youth, which means cheaper offensive linemen. Really, everybody at this point that's playing, not named Titus Howard. So, I don't know that this team would want to part ways with him and start completely over with so much youth that's on this offensive line. So, again, the opportunity's there for Titus Howard. If he can stay healthy, I got to believe that he signs a big deal, and and is a Houston Texan
and
for
again,
the foreseeable future.
This is a good thing, right? This to me isn't like a, oh, hell, they just got nobody else and he's not really that good, but they just got, like, no, is he, you know, Penei Sewell? No, I don't think he's the best tackle in the game, but he's an above average tackle that's playing even better than that right now. Yep. And I think you got to go ahead and make that happen. All right, coming up as we continue, D'Amico Ryans, one thing that he has done, it's not just the opponent, he has done some things to really create the last 2 weeks going into the bye week, what the Texans have been able to do. We'll tell you what those buttons are that he's pushed correctly.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Again, not to get on your nerves, but I want to make sure you understand you have a good time with us tomorrow. Come on out, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ritchie Road, North Freeway. 15800 North Freeway is the address here in Houston. Come hang out with us tomorrow. It will be a beautiful time. It will be a good time. Prizes, good people, good drinks, good food. Buffalo Wild Wings, Bud Light, the Bud Light girls, they'll come out there and take care of you as well. So come on out and have a good time. It's always a really, really good time on Thursday. So come hang out with us tomorrow. Remember, coming up for us, we get down here, T-Mill. By the way, T-Mill's best bet, did them early in the 3 o'clock hour, because some of these games have already started. And have you hit some of these already?
Hit two of our five best bets in the very first inning of that game, son.
Hit two of our five. All right. And by the way, still got two that you can still jump on. Go ahead to @TMillRealDeal to check out those ones you've missed. Blue Jays +1.5 on the Yankees, and then the Phillies +1.5 on the Dodgers. So those are two that you can still make make some plans to put a little cash down. He is rolling hot today. Two already hit. So you can do that. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer, John McClain will join the fellas, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then after that, 8 to midnight, as usual, Area 45 will take over. You can tune in to our guy Patrick Brayton, Chris Santiago, and Sean Bajani as they will hold things down. So stay tuned for that. All right, Clint, we got to give some credit to D'Amico Ryans. And listen, he's the one who makes a lot of the decisions, if not all the decisions, when it comes to his football team, as he says.
I think it's my decision.
There it is. I think Nick Caserio is in this as well in some of these moves. But to go along with being able to draw, you know, the Baltimore Ravens in the state that they're in, to be able to get the Tennessee Titans, as our guy Andre Ware said, I'm so glad the Tennessee Titans are the team we're playing this week. Coming off being 0-3, even though they got those opponents, Clint, there have been some adjustments and moves made and buttons pushed, Clint, that I would assume that D'Amico Ryans leads in those decisions. They have pushed the right buttons here of late to go along with these new opponents, or these opponents they played.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any doubt about it at this point in time. Sitting at 2-3, you'd rather not have started out 0-3, obviously, but at that point in time, I think they were at sitting at 0-3, you're at a fork in the road. Do you go the way of 0-5 or 1-4, and it's, the wheels come off, and all of a sudden you're looking at a top 10 draft pick next year, or do you right the ship and get some things moving in the right direction? And they've got some things moving in the right direction. To your point, a lot of that had to do with the opponents that they ran into, but through that, through the two games where they were playing lesser opponents, they could have played down to the to their opponent, and they didn't do it. They played up to their standard, right? At number one, and so I think D'Amico Ryans has pushed the right buttons along the way. Just, I mean, obviously getting that accomplished, but you look at some of the stuff that you can actually see, touch, and feel as a fan. He handed over the defensive play calling, the defense coordinator duties to Matt Burke 2 weeks ago. Right,
that had to be hard. I would imagine.
But it had to be hard for selfish reasons. But I think there's no doubt about it. What needed to happen was he clearly needed to spend more time with the offense, and I think that's why this is important. There's a sense of urgency to get the offense right. All right, and I think with that being said, I think D'Amico Ryans, through his audio in which he shared with us multiple times, I think it was very clear that D'Amico knew exactly what he wanted this offense to look like. He knew exactly what he wanted his offense quarterback to play like. He knew exactly what he wanted his offensive line to look like and the run game to look like. And that was precisely what we watched unfold, what I believe, for more than just the fourth quarter of the Tennessee game. I think it was more the all four quarters. The scoreboard will tell you that it was the 20-point explosion in the fourth quarter. But nonetheless, that fourth quarter and the Baltimore Ravens game is exactly what you want. He wanted, and we wanted this offense to look like, and so those the right buttons were pushed there. And I think he's monitored the offense more closely over the last couple of weeks. So you're just not going to be able to tell me that he didn't have a lot to do with this offense coming together. And then I think, look, off on staying on the offensive side of the ball, the rotation at left guard, Ron, while I would rather it have not, the competition, if you will, had not rolled over into games on Sunday, I'd rather that have been decided earlier on.
Seemed like it started after a couple of games, too.
Yeah. So you know, Lake and Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs were rolling there, and back they were in and out. Well, Juice Scruggs won the competition. Juice Scruggs is playing better football. He's younger. He's got a higher ceiling. He gives you a better offense. If he's the better one, he gives you a better five-man unit, and he pushed the right buttons there because it looks like Juice Scruggs is playing. You flip over to the defensive side of the football, and you know the decision to shake loose of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CJGJ, and not even look for a trade, just eat $7 million worth of salary right there.
He said, "I know what's best for my team."
Yeah, I know. Look, and it must have been bad because you didn't even try to trade him. You just paid him $7 million, told him to kick rocks. But nonetheless, I don't care about the money. I care about the product on the field. And MJ Stewart, he told us then, MJ's not filling in for anybody. He's their starting safety, and I think last week he stood out in a big way. I think you look at EJ Speed at the linebacker position. Took him a couple of games, but he's in the mix more than Toa Toa, it seems like, the last couple of weeks. You look at the D-line. They started out with Tommy Togiai on the inactive, I believe.
After loving what he did in training camp, which was interesting.
Yeah. And but you get the ball ran down your throat versus Tampa Bay. Enter Tommy Togiai, and next thing you know, you've stopped the leaky defensive front. So I just think when you look at it, man, D'Amico Ryans has pushed all the right buttons over the last couple of weeks to maximize, you know, what this organization got out of the 2 weeks, the Tennessee Titan week and the Baltimore Ravens week. He pushed the right buttons. I think he got all the juice out of the Tennessee Titan Baltimore Ravens squeeze that you could possibly get on several fronts. And I think it bodes well for them moving forward.
Yeah, this was more than – and do I believe that they probably handle these two teams, the Titans and the Ravens, if they, you know, they just came out there and just played better because, you know, the opponents were worse? Sure. But I think a big thing, a lot of this is going to set them up the rest of the way because they made some tough calls, some tough decisions that you can see is more than them just winning these games. They're putting themselves in a better place moving forward. Like, you can tell there has been a huge shift in how this team is going to run offense and how C.J. Stroud looks completely different than he did the first three games. And it's not just because he's not getting touched. You can just tell the mindset is get it out quicker. I don't think he just all of a sudden going into the Titans game said, I'm going to start using Dalton Schultz more.
Right.
And then I think there's a clear change with things there. And I think clearly this thing has helped. Also, you talked about EJ Speed. Clearly they moved off Christian Harris. That's another one. Christian Harris played four snaps against the Titans and then just flat out inactive coming up in the last game against the Ravens. Like, they've seemingly made the move to that. By the way, that is just wild to me that we've arrived at that point that Christian Harris is just – there's no – I mean, inactive, you don't even need him. They don't even need him on special teams. They don't even need anything. And EJ Speed, I mean, I guess they're like, all right, man, we're good. Jake Hansen, we're good with all these cats. That Christian Harris – like, I wonder, is that about to be his role the rest of the way? Is he going to be inactive when they come back and play Seattle? Hell, is he going to be on the team by the time – they play Seattle. The Christian Harris thing is wild to me.
The Christian Harris thing has to be a trade, right?
I would think. There got to be so many people interested in him.
I mean, you're just a team that needs – there's needs out there. And even if it's the need to get better on the defensive side of the football somehow, some way, then I mean, that is one of three pieces that I think are real – you know, I think valuable pieces that they can – that will draw attention. I think Christian Harris is one of them. And so I think you got to at least dangle that carrot out there and see if you can't get any.
Yeah, to get something back.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you offensively, you can argue there's multiple needs, even depth needs, even if it's not for a frontline skill player that I would like to get, even if it's just depth. I mean, there's a need there. So you got a handful of players that bring value to the table in the trade market and are going to bring value to the table in the trade market. I think Christian Harris is one of them. And that carrot's got to be dangled. Hell, if
he's inactive for you, and he's either when he is active, he's playing four games. Like if you're getting, what do they get, a sixth or seventh for Cam?
Ron, I mean, here's the crazy deal, man. Is you know, you look EJ Speed before he started playing more on the defensive side of the football, they were ranting and raving about how good he was on special teams.
Brittish
Brooks, before he started playing fullback, got that opportunity. I mean, he was obviously a standout on special teams. Has Christian Harris been a standout on special teams?
No, I don't think so.
With that ability, you would think at the very least that dude would spend 12 years in the league as a special team specialist at the very least.
And they say no.
I get on a limb and tell you that maybe them running them special teams for Christian may not be easy for him to
may not be what he's real interested in, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's killing himself the way Brittish Brooks is. All right, man, Brittish, this is how he got to get on the team. Like, and maybe Christian should. I don't think Christian Harris is potentially over there thinking Clint anymore. Hey, man, let me really bust my ass out here on these special teams so I can get a look on the field. I think Christian Harris may be in the, hey, man, can we get a trade going here? Let me get the hell up out of here. I think that may be worth it.
Let me get that Cam Robinson. I just want a chance to go play
some
more.
Yeah, man, give me a chance to go ahead and play some more. Someone text in. Don't dangle that carrot, Clint. Nickel, get a bag of peanuts and a drink in return for Christian Harris. Okay. Just telling you, man, that cat's skill set. I just there is no way that people didn't look at
him. He's got to be. His contract's up this year.
Yeah,
it's a
big
contract, right?
And he's young. I gotta believe people are looking over there like, hey, man, he's got to be traded. Like very, very soon. It's just wild that we've arrived here at that point. Again, tomorrow we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come hang out with us tomorrow. Richie Road, check it out. Richie Road, come hang out with us 2 to 6 tomorrow. It should be a really good time. Thanks to Cecil Shorts. Thanks to Brandon Scott. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron, the show as always. Houston, we love you, baby. Real easy. Schlitzler.
Oh, yeah, Cam Schlitzler.
Schlitzler.
Can't help but spit when you say it.
Schlitzler.
Nope, got it up again.
Schlitzler. Schlitzler.
Schlit.
I'm working this dumb button right now. It's too close.
I think that counts.
So we're talking about young Cam, not a pooper.
No, I didn't. It's.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, okay, I'm Schlitzler.
Is that my boy Ron?
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.